Well, I mean, of course, you know, you're hearing, you know, the guys in Sheboygan are on the Sheboygan repeater, and the guys in, you know, Saginaw and Bay City are on those repeaters, respectively. As far as you hitting that one in Mayville, that's a tall order. I don't think that's even possible, unless, you know, in certain band conditions, if the ducting was just right, you might be able to hit it. It really is a monster, but yeah, that wouldn't be something that would be normal under any stretch. Just the path is just not there.
Gotcha, Roger that, because I got a buddy that's up in Emily City area, and he was listening in on the Macomb frequency that we're on right now, and he was hearing us no problem, but, I mean, he's just on a little handheld Baofeng, but we couldn't hear him, and he's right inside that Mayville one, so I don't see why he couldn't hit that one and maybe us hear him like he's hearing us.
Well, he might have had something programmed wrong. He should have been able to hit it. If he was up there. Well, Emily and Mayville, you know, I don't know about that. There's some guys that are up that way. That may still be a little bit of a problem. But, you know, he would be able to hear Emily. See, Emily's funny. Emily's, like, right there on the cusp. And seems like you should be able to, you know, it's a pretty good thing he's hearing us down here. So I'd almost think he'd be on the Mayville directly. And he would hear us come over the Mayville, of course, you know, and why he couldn't make it. Well, if he's just got a little Baofeng, it's not a lot of radio, right?
Yeah, same thing. He's just got the same one I'm on right now, just a GM 15 Pro, and I had it on my SWR, and it's only pushing maybe 3.5 watts on the repeater channel, but he's well within range of that Mayville one, so I don't see why he wouldn't be picking it up. On my GMRS, it only calls for an input tone. There's no output, so...
Yeah, I take most of that stuff on there with a grain of salt. I think I got it all right, but I heard somebody the other day say that there was something about the entries on mygmrs.com that didn't match something. Not that I'm aware of, but I'm open to any kind of corrections. But hey, no, probably something on his end. That Mayville repeater is a beast, and it works really, really well. So he should be able to hear it, and he should be able to work it. I'm thinking from Emily. Emily's tough to work Mount Clemens. I don't think he's going to be able to work Mount Clemens, or even maybe hear. He might be able to hear it. I don't know. But I don't mean to hog it all up there. I wanted to acknowledge you. I've got to stop here and get some chow, and I just wanted to say hi to Jack, who has been riding with me earlier in the day as I'm making a trip from Traverse City home. Jack?
That's seven, what is that, a station, another station? What's the frequency? Because that Mayville repeater is 550, it's not 600.
I mean, honestly, that could be why. If it's a 550 and the GMRS website saying it's a 600, that could be why we're not picking it up, but I mean, definitely worth a try. But I'm going to let you guys go as well. I'm going to get some grub gear going too, WSEL 475 out. You guys have a good night and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, that's right, John. As it's between 550 and 600, it's a lot to do with the frequencies. Anyhow, Sean, you did a good job on your way back, you know. Did you find the rest stop or no?